I don't want to set the world.
Because I learned about kids jumping on my lap, and I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
To chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Rising Republic. Wherever you are, wherever you're driving, wherever you're sitting, wherever you're standing, wherever you're walking, wherever you're running, wherever you're lifting weights. Hey, I am L. Douglas Hogan, and I'm glad that you joined me here today, tonight, this morning, wherever you're at, whatever time it is. Well, as I have been promising you, I reached out to the producers of Died Suddenly, the documentary on the COVID vaccine and how it's been killing and seriously wounding people. And they reached back to me and said that I could go ahead and run sections of their show. They're very eager to get the word out. They run this for free if you're able to watch it. Died Suddenly. You go check it out yourself. I'll try to put a link in, if you're listening to this on Spotify, put a link in there. And because I'm here right now trying to figure out Died Suddenly documentary. Let's see where I got that. While I'm looking for this, I want you to listen to something, because Biden, they're all the left, all the left is suffering, still suffering badly from TDS, Trump derangement syndrome. But I want you to listen to this. This is Joe Biden in his typical lying bull crap. Just listen to this.
Over 140 police officers were injured. Jill and I attended the funeral of police officers who died as a result of the events of that day. Because of Donald Trump's lies, they died because his lies brought a mob to Washington.
His lies brought a mob to Washington. Because of the lies, these people died, he says. All these funerals, these police officer funerals that he attended, he is a liar. He didn't attend a single funeral that died incident to January 6th. He's a liar. He's not just a liar, but he is a compulsive liar. He lies about virtually everything he says. And it's easy to tell when Joe Biden is lying because his mouth is moving. Let me see here. The Died Suddenly documentary. If you go to Google or DuckDuckGo, whatever you use, and put Died Suddenly documentary, you'll see a link to Rumble. Just follow that over, and Rumble will have a link for you to follow, and I will try to put a link, if you're listening to Spotify, in here. I'll try to get something like that set up also for the PBN, for the Prepper Broadcasting Network, if you're listening there. I don't know how to take care of you if you're listening to me on other podcasting platforms. I can't keep up with all of it. Anyway, that is that. I'm going to cut loose for now and air this in probably two or three parts. So I'm going to air this about maybe 30 minutes of this program. It's about an hour and 15 minutes. I'll do a half hour of this show, half hour of the next show, and we'll finish it off 15 hours on the third show. And that's what the next three episodes of The Rising Republic is going to be about. And that's that. So watch this very informative video on the vaccine, quote unquote vaccine, the mRNA that is killing people. It's causing blood clots, heart failure. People are dying suddenly. Pay attention, pay close attention, and listen to what's being said and heed the warnings.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds. Along with that, there's also been an increase in certain medical diagnoses, such as miscarriages and Bell's palsy.
Well, when I first started seeing these strange anomalies in the blood, it's just there's something different about the blood. All of these people that were dying, doesn't matter what they died of, they were having this unique there's this unique change in the blood. I feel as though I am seeing something that could be causing their death. No one will see what I see. So in the very beginning, I'm thinking, okay, so COVID could have caused this possibly, but now I'm seeing these in people that supposedly never had COVID, and then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare.
They now seek the news openly to manipulate and deceive the American population.
Weapons of mass destruction.
But you don't believe in any conspiracy theory?
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building that's collapsed?
Leaf of sun.
And we're injecting them in little kids' arms.
An 18-year-old health worker has developed blood clots after a
controversial piece of Bigfoot.
Just days after getting their second COVID-19 vaccine, two teenage boys died in their sleep.
Oh my God!
A 9-year-old went to sleep in Eagle Mountain and never woke up.
School cheerleader who died suddenly.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
You know, Matt and I are constantly talking about Malthusian theory.
It's Malthusian theory,
yes,
I know.
I'm sure you are.
It says it on one of the coffee cups I was given. You know, when I was at junior college, Chabot Junior College, we finished a history course, and the professor wrote up, you need to learn this word. He wrote up the word triage, which represented, I was told, the concept that eventually the world will have too many people in it in order to subsist on its own. And that stuck with me for a long time, and that's what Inferno is about, the quantum physics of overpopulation. In an instant, they could be too many people on the planet Earth, and actually the math does add up.
Just give us a 20-second definition of Malthusian theory, which
there
is
you
amazing.
Go. Well, that's what I'm built for.
I, Thomas Robert Malthus, have merely done you the service of stating the obvious, that the demographics of our situation equal death.
Reverend Thomas Robert Malthus was a British demographer of the late 1700s and was the first to popularize the idea that there's simply too many people using up too much resources.
How many cars, stereos, fancy bars?
How many people could the world support?
Well, it depends. It's a sliding scale.
Malthusian ideology is often summarized in the following graph.
Very simple graphs which project what's going to happen to the planet over the next 150 years if we don't do something drastic to stop it.
It's an ideology, an eschatology.
Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
And it spawned a new genre of fear that lasted for generations. The fear of overpopulation.
You have to get the death rate and birth rate in balance, and there's only two ways to do it. One is to bring the birth rate down, the other is to push the death rate up.
If we do not, by humane means, limit our numbers, then numbers are going to be limited by more famines and shortages.
It's reaching plague proportion.
No intelligent, patriotic American family ought to have more than two children, preferably one.
Maybe anybody who's thinking of having a third child ought to go hungry a week.
So should we have policies that penalize people for having extra kids in the developed world?
So I do think that we should at least consider it.
And this is where people start getting nervous talking about overpopulation and population issues, because they're scared that I'm going to take away their rights to have children.
It's the belief in a coming apocalypse and that it is you and I who are ushering it in.
We're even running out of sand, which may not seem important, but without it, you can't make concrete or glass, like for windows, so you can look outside and see the world ending.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Well, common sense would tell you if you have a man standing in front of you saying he's going to reduce the world's population by 10 or 15% using vaccines, what does that mean to you? It means somebody's going to die because you put a vaccine in them. It doesn't mean you're going to save people. That's pretty much common sense in my brain. But yet I saw him say it. He said it. And here we are. I don't know. I'm just, here we are. I'm now an anti-vaxxer. I wasn't before. From what I've learned here with this and seeing what I've seen, not just in the funeral home, but, you know, what everybody else has had an opportunity to see, I don't want to take any vaccine because I don't trust the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, I just buried someone recently who died suddenly, wasn't sick, person in their 60s, but otherwise was not sick. And I met with the family, and that was my first question, was what happened to him? Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and then type in died suddenly and find the news articles that pop up. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly, younger people, older people, but a lot of younger people throughout, around the world. Famous people, athletes have just dropped dead without explanation. And it's like it's no big deal. It's like we just don't know. It happens, but no, it's not happened. It's never happened like this until now.
My phone goes over and trying to make sure I don't miss something. I'm hoping that we can get one of those important calls. See, this is both from carotid and veins. I like how thick that thing is.
Looks like the alien.
Yeah, very similar. It came out of, apparently I've got some of that's from a carotid artery and also some veins. So.
Whoa.
Back around November of last year of 2021, people were asking me, well, how many people are having these strange clots? And I didn't have a very good answer for it. So starting in November, I started making notations of whether or not the person was clotted or not, or vaccinated. My green is people that I've been verified are vaccinated. Yellow typically is somebody that has smaller clots. And the orange is somebody that had more significant clots, the clots that are really kind of concerning to me. I have it dated for the quarter, I mean, numbered by the quarter. So the entire quarter, I had about 130. Yeah, only almost 14% had no significant clotting. A lot of the substances that I'm seeing are stuff that looks pretty much, it's this white fibrous stuff. Now, instead of calling them blood clots, I try to refer to them as white fibrous clots or white fibrous structures. How come all of a sudden these things are happening in so many people? When I first started seeing these strange clots, in the beginning, I thought, you know, this is kind of weird, it's kind of crazy, I don't understand. As I started gathering more and more photographs, I'm able to share it amongst other people that I work with. I talk to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience.
I'm a licensed funeral director, national board funeral director, and certified embalmer. I've been in the death care industry since 1982. I've been in the embalming process with well over 1,000 bodies. And I had actually noticed some of the differentiates in the clots as well in some of the bodies I had been embalming. And that had started recently.
First time I saw it firsthand pulled out of a deceased, my end, was about 3 months ago. Been struggling to embalm people for around about 18 months. My embalmer was complaining that he was having trouble getting fluid through people. And the way they do that is they cut into the carotid artery and they pump it around the body via a pump. He was struggling to get it through and we kind of thought, well, maybe the pump wanted servicing and had a look at it. It doesn't. Pulled this out and he kind of grabbed the end with the tweezers and this comes out in one piece, one elastic piece. It looks like calamari.
Longest one that I have on video is probably almost 3 foot long, which is incredible to come out of the juggler up here. It's just, it's incredible.
That is not normal.
I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Said, hey, you know, have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always,
I haven't seen clots like these. These long, white, fibrous, different, not blood clots, but they're clotting the blood, so therefore you have to call it a clot.
I have been in this profession actually for approximately 12 years and approximately 200 to 250 bodies per year, and I have never seen anything like this until the vaccination.
Now, I've been an embalmer for 41 years. 41 years I've been embalming, and I've never seen clots like these.
Here's a guy messaged me the other day. He even sent me a picture.
A fellow embalmer?
This is not mine, this is his. Same stuff, you see that?
You know, we know something's going on. I deal with a lot of funeral directors and embalmers. I attend national conventions, state conventions, I'm very involved. And, you know, we know something different is going on. We don't know exactly what's going on, but the timing of it is just hand in hand. We're connecting dots here. And it certainly appears that there is some relationship to the vaccine and these obstructions that we're seeing.
I was in Ohio last week or the week before last, and there were 100 embalmers at the Ohio Embalmers Association in my lecture, and I posed these photos up where people could see them. And nearly all of the embalmers out of 100 in this room raised their hands that they had seen clots and white fibrin structures of that kind of size. And when I ask again, when did they start seeing them? Again, it's that 16 to 18 month period.
This is different. And they need to figure out what it is. That's the problem, is they need to figure out. That's why we're talking to you, is that we're concerned for humanity.
Once I knew what was happening, I'm a man of principle. Do you know, your family is just as important as mine. If I don't speak out, we're all anyway.
As a Canadian embalmer, I have found that everybody I embalmed for over a year had fibrous mass clots. The fiber mass clots had been fed by blood clots at the ends that were integrated into the fiber mass clots. The fiber mass clots themselves were not blood clots. On average, I would embalm a body every day or two. Every single body had them, and they were massive.
When I was talking to Dr. Ken Thorpe, he was more concerned about the little tiny clots that he called microclots. And when I asked him about microclots, I was like, let me explain. Sometimes when I'm seeing the blood, it looks like the blood is dirty. Almost like it has little fine grains of sand, or almost like fine grains of coffee grounds. reason why he's more concerned about those is because they will go undetected and they can get lodged up in capillaries and end up slowly starving organs of the oxygen that it needs. So what I did is I captured some blood that looked dirty. It's clouding it up, but see, I wanted you to see the specks that are floating around. There we go.
It looks like rust.
It does. Look at it, like, see, you can almost see that they're like stringy looking.
The first time I seen something that what I would describe as a different type of blood than I had ever seen, consistency of blood, was on a younger lady that was in a car accident. And I noticed onto the table as we were getting a little bit of drainage from her that her blood looked as if it was, the only way to describe it is blood on beach sand. It was sticking to the table.
I began noticing strange things with the blood, looking like it had coffee grinds or sand in it, to complete separation, like a clear orangish fluid, and then clots coming later, like the blood had almost separated. And of course, then there are the fibrin structures that we get, and it doesn't matter if it's a young or old person.
I'd like you to kind of feel you can kind of hold
it's
on
it's like
to
a rubber band almost
like a rubber band or like calamari.
So of course that explains people stroking out, like,
and that was my concern in the very beginning of all this. The whole thing was, as I'm seeing all of these strange clots, I'm hearing stories of blood clots and embolisms and sudden heart attacks.
Scientists say there has been an increased rise, a sharp rise, in unexplained deaths during the pandemic, deaths that are not listed as COVID-related.
I would just like to find answers, because so many people, young people, are just dropping dead. There were two in the local paper today out of Lafayette, Indiana, and I question, how did they die?
Autopsies are not being done and performed as often and as frequent as it had been done in the past. You know, there's no way that that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure, some type of pulmonary embolism that would certainly take someone out.
Now, most of the people are not autopsied. Therefore, no one will see what I see.
And that's why what we see back there, people need to know. Nobody will know unless we tell them what we're seeing, because it happens, and then you have a visitation and a burial, and it's over.
I feel as though I am seeing something that could be causing their death, and the dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, the only way to bring this forward is like, I have to speak for them. Since the vaccine, this rubbery stuff, this stuff here is absolutely, no, hold on, I don't know who this is. Hello? Yes. Okay. I'll be there as soon as I can. I'll be there as soon as I can. I'll give you a call shortly. All right. Bye. Okay. Well, it looks like I got to go to work. So maybe you guys can come with me and we can talk along the way.
That they would let us shoot.
I've been trying to warm people up to the idea of doing it. So maybe we just go ahead and try to go up there, and I'll give them a call as we're on our way and see what they say.
Good morning. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, and I have been invited here today to testify to the truth before the legislators of Idaho. The information I'm presenting is made as a protected communication under Title 10 USC 1034 as a whistleblower. My opinions are my own and do not reflect that of the United States Army, the DOD, or any entity thereof.
Insurance companies figured that if there was something catastrophic that happened to the United States, they would see a 10% increase in all-cause morbidity and mortality. 10%. Just like an unprecedented, catastrophic, you know, natural event or something that happened in the United States.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
40% is, no one's even calculated that. I mean, that's never been factored into what things would look like. It's apocalyptic.
In my 15 years as a doctor taking care of soldiers, I have never seen this litany of debilitating and potentially deadly medical conditions in soldiers. These conditions included strokes, transient ischemic attacks, pericarditis, myocarditis, erratic heart rates, arrhythmias, rapid onset and progression of various cancers to include testicular cancer, esophageal cancer, brain tumors, neuroendocrine tumors, spinal tumors, thyroid dysfunction, multiple sclerosis, cognitive impairment, persistent severe insomnia, suppression of the immune system, unprovoked blood clots in the splenic and portal vein, avascular necrosis, liver dysfunction, menstrual irregularities, and miscarriages.
Well, I think if you look at the 5.3.6 post-marketing analysis report, the 1,291 adverse events, I don't think those came as diagnostic tests. I think they came as confirmatory tests. You ordered a product, you wanted the product to kill people. Hey, stockholders, we got exactly what you ordered.
Fourth shot, Borla, the CEO of Pfizer.
Good for CVS, good for Walmart, good for your health.
When I reached out to Army Public Health Command and numerous senior medical and operational leaders about my safety concerns, I was ignored. Threats against my career were made, but no appropriate actions were taken to fully investigate the number and scope of adverse medical events after COVID vaccines.
What I was here today to speak about truly was the weaponization of public health.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm also a whistleblower. That person right there called me one day. I called her, I can't remember, it was an email. And she said, have you seen the DMED system? Have you seen what it's up? And I'm like, I'm working on the border. I'm trying to stop 12,000 people from coming across this border a week. And she said, well, take a look at it.
Seeing the DMED data? I have significant concerns that we won't have a standing army in 5 years.
Case 1-01, United States Air Force A-10 instructor pilot, mid-30-year-old male, hospitalized 12 hours after vaccination. Diagnosed with pericarditis anaphylaxis, removed from flight status for 6 months, thus negatively impacting unit mission readiness. I have never felt so abandoned by the military. I have been forced to take something that brought me close to my death. I was mocked, discredited, unsupported. Our squadron morale was ripped to shreds. All these things were completely unnecessary. We are truly less ready on multiple levels.
I had to talk to a wife of a soldier that had a stroke, which required speech rehab for several months, and talk to her while he was in the ICU, and say to her, he's gonna be okay, and he'll be able to serve again, because this is what he loved to do.
Back in September 2021, I submitted an affidavit in the Robert V. Austin case in which I outlined how the DOD was violating its own risk management process in their push to mandate the vaccine of every member of the armed forces with an experimental vaccine. After my testimony was made public, the DOD made no effort to investigate my safety concerns.
I got contacted by Attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense.
I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor.
I was the first pathologist in the world to say, guys, we're seeing an uptick in cancers. That toxic spike protein has so many mechanisms that allow cancers to wake up, and certain cancer genes that it binds to and promotes mechanisms. Everywhere I go, radiologists, interventional radiologists, oncologists, cancer surgeons like I met today, cancer, 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 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 40-year-olds, reactivated or second shot, third shot, month later, breast cancer, stage four everywhere.
We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase, 1,000.
10 times, that's 10 times rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed.
Senator Johnson looked in the camera and said,
the Department of Defense, the Biden administration is on notice. They must preserve these records, and this must be investigated.
And within 24 hours, that system that is run by the Defense Health Agency was shut down.
This is the bottom line up front. This is the weaponization of our healthcare system. These are done in acts by legislators. These all started a long time ago. Some could say in biblical times, with good and evil.
If we think that there are not nefarious actors in the world and people that work for principalities and dark places, if we think that, we're fooling ourselves, right? Because that's where we're at.
1974, Henry Kissinger put out a paper that said we need to decrease the world population. And that's when the globalists kicked in.
We've got to stabilize the population. When I was born, there were
so what's wrong with the population? I mean,
we're too many people. That's what. That's why we have global warming. We have global warming because too many people are using too much stuff.
Our book, Limits to Growth, was the first concrete effort using a computer to look at trends that unfold over decades, even a century. We were trying to understand long-term physical demands on the planet. And in the 70s, we were thinking that probably in the period 2010 to 2030 was when the planet would start to encounter limits.
Here is what Dr. Meadows' computer shows. Since the year 1900, the Earth's resources there at the top of the chart have been steadily used up as population, food consumption, and production of goods have soared. Ahead of us, sometime after the year 2000, this computer study foresees calamity. Resources drop more steeply, and food and production follow suit. Population continues to expand for perhaps one more generation, then collapses calamitously as deprivation takes hold.
Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down.
The World Economic Forum. You have Klaus Schwab and George Soros and Bill Gates. They talk about depopulation. They talk about all of these kind of utopic ideas that they have.
The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals are 17 targets we must meet by 2030 to ensure decent lives for all on a healthy planet. Right now, it's expected we will fail. One reason for that is the growth in our global population.
We have a golden opportunity to seize something good from this crisis.
COVID-19 also helped legitimize instruments of control.
It's a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world.
Therefore, we have a unique but rapidly shrinking window of opportunity to learn lessons and reset ourselves on a more sustainable path.
This pandemic has...
That's it for this episode of The Rising Republic. I am L. Douglas Hogan. Thank you all for joining. Be back next week.
On
on the brink of blackouts again as power demand reached an all-time record high overnight, slivers of the Golden State plunged into darkness.
ESCOM says it expects to continue with Stage 6 running blackouts for the rest of the
week. A scheduled outage on Thursday, but the one that happened Sunday, it wasn't scheduled, it was unexpected, and it lasted longer than a day.
Point Zero Energy has given me the American-tested, American-assembled, reliable solar backup that I've been looking for. Their Titan solar generator is American ingenuity at its finest, with a removable, expandable lithium-ion battery, 2,000 watt-hour, 3,000 watt high-efficiency inverter. So what does all that mean to you? It means the Titan can charge your smartphone for 88 hours, your laptop for 35 hours. A CPAP for 108 hours. Your refrigerator for 26.8 hours. Get to PointZeroEnergy.com today for the all-American solution to backup power.